Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to
Hot Takes
with
Bertola and Eric.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Hot Takes. I am Eric Nifong. You can find me on Twitter at @E_Nifong. I'm joined by Nolan Haig. You can find him on Twitter at NJH09. And it is March Madness time. It starts tomorrow night with the first four in. And I know we're going to get into a lot of that tonight. Had conference championship games and things like that. Are you ready for the tournament to start?
Yeah, I cannot wait. I like to think of this as kind of basketball Christmas, especially this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Probably the best 4 days of basketball of the entire year. All the excitement, all the craziness, you never know what's going to happen. It's just a lot of fun. I'm sure you feel somewhat similar.
Excited. I know we filled out our own tournament tonight. We're going to kind of go over that and get to some games that are intriguing matchups and things like that. And I always fill out a bunch of brackets, but this is my first year playing for some money, and it was a lot harder to fill out. It was made it a lot harder to decide on who I was going to pick because, yeah, I actually have something on the line now.
Yeah, one thing I've always found about filling out brackets is it doesn't really matter how many you do. It doesn't really matter how long you think about it or if you think about it at all. It doesn't matter how you decide how you're going to pick winners. You're probably going to be wrong about more than half the time. It's really just gotten to be more about watching the games and having fun with them. And I don't know, the brackets kind of become more of like a tradition thing, I guess.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm excited to get going. I think there's some pretty good matchups, and I think the seedings kind of provided some good matchups. Not sure. I agree on some of the seedings, but we don't have to really talk about that because that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I kind of figured we'd get into that a little more when we started talking about the games. But yeah, there's definitely some things that didn't quite make sense, at least to me. A lot of that last minute switching around had to do with the conference tournaments. I know we picked those. Do you want to just run through those real quick and who won before we start picking these games?
Yeah, let's do that. I didn't get to catch very many games. I think I only saw four or five of them. We can just go through those pretty quickly here. Also, didn't get any of my champions right. So, yeah.
No, I thought you picked. Oh yeah, that's right. I thought you picked Oregon.
I almost did, and I changed it to Arizona.
Okay, yes, yeah, okay. All right, well, there you go. There's the first one. Oregon won kind of convincingly over Utah in that championship game. pretty bad blowout, 31 points. But I guess that helped them get a number one seed. I'm not so sure if they were the most deserving, but I can't exactly take it away from them either. Oregon definitely took care of business.
Yeah, I definitely think that them winning the Pac-12 got them that number one seed. And while I agree that you could maybe pick someone else, but I'm not really sure who else you could have picked who has better resume. I guess you could say Michigan State, but other than that, I don't think Villanova does, and Oklahoma, I think, is just right there with them, but I don't know. It was pretty interesting. It really shocked me that Oregon was the number one seed, though.
Right. I guess you mentioned Oklahoma there. I actually picked Oklahoma to win the Big 12 tournament. That could have happened had Buddy Hield gotten that shot off against West Virginia a little bit quicker. Unfortunately, he did not. West Virginia went on to lose to Kansas in the Big 12 championship game. Kansas is looking as good as they have all year, and they're looking as good as any team has all year. They're probably playing their best ball right now, and kind of sucks to say, but there it is. Kansas is going to Kansas, I guess.
Yeah, Kansas is playing probably the best in the nation, or at least one of the top two best. I think Michigan State's right there with them. But I definitely think that KU, they might be a force to be reckoned with in the tournament and actually get to the Final Four this year. So should be interesting to see if they can keep up their momentum.
Yeah, I'll save it for later. I kind of have a theory about Kansas. But, yeah, they're definitely not going to be an easy out this year. So, I guess let's take it to the next. I guess this is the ACC that we picked. That went kind of expected, pretty much all chalk in that tournament, according to seeds. Some exciting games, though. Duke lost to Notre Dame in overtime. Eventually, Notre Dame lost to North Carolina. North Carolina beat Virginia in the title game, kind of at their own game with that low scoring, not a lot of possessions, milking the clock, that kind of thing. And hopefully North Carolina is back on track, because if there's anybody that could play at that Kansas level, I guess, it'd be North Carolina. They've got the complete team to do it when the shooters are on. But what'd you like there?
Yeah, I picked Miami going in to for the ACC, and I thought that they had a good shot. But, yeah, North Carolina pretty much just controlled the whole thing. I think that's going to give them some good confidence going in. And I think that they have probably the toughest region, in my opinion, to get out of. So they're going to need it. They're going to need a lot of momentum and to keep playing the way they played in the ACC tournament to keep going.
Yeah. Okay. And looks like next we got the Big Ten. Number one seed Indiana actually got beat by Michigan, so that kind of got a little crazy. Some other unexpected results, Illinois beat Iowa, and Nebraska beat Wisconsin. But ultimately, Michigan State was able to kind of glide to a championship fairly easily. Did have a kind of a close ending there with Purdue, 66-62. But yeah, it locked them into a number two seed. They're in a region that they want to be. I think it's if they win their two games this weekend, they're playing in Chicago the next weekend. So that'd be good for them as far as being close to home. Some home fans, get some guys to travel out. But I think you could have made an argument for them to get a number one, especially after winning the tournament. But it's kind of hard to say between them in Oregon.
Yeah, I agree. They didn't win the Big Ten. They won the tournament, but they didn't win the season. So that kind of maybe had something to do with it. They pretty much had their way through the Big Ten tournament. I think the Big Ten was the conference I watched the most games in. over the weekend. So, yeah, Michigan State controlled it, and Indiana, which was my pick, went out early, and I thought that that would be their toughest test, and Indiana couldn't get there. So Michigan State, yeah, they're going to go into the tournament with some momentum as well. So should be good.
Yeah. Okay. And then I guess last we had the SEC, but I don't have anything here. What, I picked Kentucky. Did Kentucky win?
Yeah, Kentucky won. They beat Texas A&M yesterday. So.
All right.
For some reason,
who'd you pick?
Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They're not in, are they? They didn't get in the tournament, are they? I don't think
they did not. If I could have went back and redone it, I would have picked A&M. Still, I wouldn't have picked Kentucky, but I don't know why I was thinking Florida, but I did. So, who knows?
All right.
I went 0-5 in all my picks. You were 2-3, so I know we're going to take a break from hot picks for a couple weeks. Tournament's over, so when we get back at it, you have a 4-game lead on me. You're 25-24, and I'm 21-28, so.
Still within striking distance?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess that does it. We should probably get into these next few games here. We could just start in the top corner if you want.
Do you want to pick the first four in two games that start tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do that. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Where's that?
I'm not sure who's the first game or who's playing on what day.
Let's just go through the bracket. This with the 11-11 Vanderbilt Wichita State.
Yeah, I think Wichita State's gonna win that. I thought they should have just made it, but hard to come from those smaller conferences and getting that large bid.
Yeah, same thing. I feel like Wichita State probably could have made it without a play-in game, but they can definitely beat Vanderbilt and might even be able to beat Arizona. I mean, Wichita State can always make a run, but yeah. So all right. Anything else?
No. And they play Wednesday, so that game is Wednesday night.
All right, cool. Then I guess next, in the West, we've got Holy Cross and Southern University. Is that correct? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Honestly, it's a 16-16. I'm just going to go ahead and say Southern.
Yeah, I'm going to say Southern just because Holy Cross is 14-19. The only reason why.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's... I mean, hey, at least they can say they played.
Yeah. I don't know anything about those schools, so we'll move on here. We have Florida Gulf Coast and Fair Dickinson next. I'm going to go with Florida Gulf Coast just because I know who they are.
You know what? Yeah, I guess. You know what? No. What's the other team? What was their name? I don't even remember their name.
Fair Dickinson.
All right. Give me those guys because I don't know.
All right.
Why not? Florida Gulf Coast. I mean, yeah, they've got that that name recognition, as funny as that sounds. But this is the tournament. So whatever can happen. So yeah. All right. And then for our other 11-11, we have Michigan and then
I don't even know how they even managed to weasel their way in Tulsa. I'm going Michigan because, yeah, I don't think Tulsa should be in it. And two, Frank Haith has never won an NCAA tournament game.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with Michigan over Tulsa because, yeah, I don't – that is – I thought Monmouth should be in the place of Tulsa, but that's just my opinion, which doesn't really matter. So we'll move on.
Nope, yeah, I guess not. All right, well, I guess it's back to the top. You didn't pick any 16s, did you?
No, I have all the one seeds getting out of the first.
Okay. I mean, hey, you never know, but if it's never happened, there's no reason to expect it to happen.
Yeah, exactly. I actually have no number two seeds losing either in the first round.
Yeah, I don't either. In this particular bracket. So, not that I don't think it can't happen, because we've seen it happen. But okay, so yes, obviously Kansas more than likely going to beat Austin Peay. So moving on to Colorado and UConn. UConn's coming off that big win over Cincinnati, crazy 4 overtime game that I was able to catch the end of. That was pretty insane. So who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go UConn. I'm just going to go. I think UConn's going to make some noise in the tournament. Don't know why. But, yeah, I really like Daniel Hamilton and Amita Brima. Coming back, I think, is huge for him. So I think they can make some noise. And Brima has some experience going fairly deep in the tournament. I believe he was on – I think he was a freshman on the Napier team. So.
Yeah, no, that wasn't that far off. They've had a little bit of a rough regular season, but that's kind of seems to be their a little bit of their MO lately. But yeah, no, I like UConn too. Colorado just doesn't really do anything for me. I got to go UConn.
Yeah, I agree. Next we have number 5 Maryland, number 12 South Dakota State. I'm going Maryland. They kind of scared me over the end of the season, but I think they'll pull through here and not lose to South Dakota State.
I'm going to hit you with an early upset here because South Dakota State is going to win this game. I don't know why, really. Maryland has Melo Trimble, but of all the, I guess if you want to say player of the year candidates or future NBA guys, he has seemed to stand out the least this year. I really like Mike Dom, I believe is how you would say his last name, for the Jackrabbits. He's kind of a big guy, can shoot from anywhere. I think he's going to be a matchup problem for Maryland. So go Jackrabbits.
All right. It's a pretty big upset, but we might have to move a little faster if we want to get through all these. I don't know. Do you think so? Do you think we should just go
Are we just doing the first two rounds, or are we going to do the whole thing?
Oh, we'll just do the first two rounds. But we can talk about like what upsets we have and things like that. We'll just go through them. If we want to talk about one,
right,
we
cool.
will. I'm good? Cool.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
should have went over that first, but whatever. So, next, we have 4 Cal and 13 Hawaii. I'm going to go Cal. I like NBA prospects in the tournament, and I think that they have 2 of them, and I think that they'll be able to pull through here and maybe later.
Yeah, I feel like in a way, Hawaii's kind of just a less talented version of Cal. And so, yeah, Cal's going to win that. All right, next is Arizona. And I guess we decided Wichita State. I think it's going to be close. It's going to be one of those fun 6-11 games. But I think Arizona comes out on top.
I'm going Wichita State. I think that their experience is going to be huge in the game. I think Ron Baker and Fred VanVleet aren't going out with the first round loss. So I'm going Wichita State. However, I think if Vanderbilt beats Wichita State, I do think Arizona beats Vanderbilt. So
sure.
Yeah.
No, you know, why not? Okay. next up is Miami and Buffalo. I don't see this as you know, the 14 over the 3. I think Miami's got a couple of good guards in Angel Rodriguez and Sheldon McClellan. They score points, and good guard play is going to get you far in the tournament. I like Miami.
Yeah, I like Miami as well. I really like their team. I do think Buffalo's really good, though, and I think it's going to be a pretty close game, but I think Miami pulls it out.
All right, first 7-10 matchup, Iowa and Temple. Iowa kind of struggled in the later half of the year, especially in the Big Ten. Everybody's kind of beating up on each other towards the end there. But I think they at least get through this game. So go Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I agree. I found it hard to pick this one because I actually had 10 penciled in, and I changed it to Iowa at the last second. So I do think Iowa's going to get that one as much as they kind of struggled down the stretch here.
All right. And then we got number two Villanova against number 15 UNC Asheville. Villanova's had some disappointing exits in the tournaments last few years. I think they're a little more balanced this year. They could be set up for a deep run if things fall right for them, but that probably involves Kansas losing. So I got them in this game. Of course.
Yeah, I'm going Villanova as well. Don't think they're going to have a first round exit. So yeah, I think they're going to play Iowa in the second round. So, yeah.
Villanova. All right. The much maligned number one seed Oregon. Obviously, we're both picking them. So, next to St. Joe's, Cincinnati. Cincinnati coming up that tough loss to UConn, of course. But I think they take this one in the 8-9 game.
Yeah, I'm going Cincinnati as well. I actually saw a fringe bracket earlier had St. Joe in the Elite Eight, so I don't know if they just were randomly picking them, but or if they're actually kind of good. Just a friend of mine at work earlier.
Oh.
Picked St. Joe's, so, and he's fairly sports knowledgeable, so I don't know if that was just his Cinderella pick or whatever, but yeah, I'm going Cincinnati, all that being said.
All right, next up is Baylor and Yale. Baylor kind of scares me, Scott Drew and all that. And I definitely think Yale has a chance. It's a dangerous Yale team. But I think Baylor comes out on top.
I don't know too much about Yale's basketball team, so film Baylor.
All right, and then next we got Duke and University of North Carolina, Wilmington. It's got to be Duke, right?
Yeah, I got Duke. They kind of scare me in this tournament. I don't know if they're really that great, and they're not deep. Past Marshall Plumlee, they don't really have a big, so I think that's going to kind of hurt them later in the tournament, but I think it's going to be enough to get past UNC Wilmington.
Yeah. If they run into a big front court or a deep front court or get into foul trouble, yeah, it could get over quick for Duke. But yeah, I think they'll be all right early on. Next up is a game I hopefully you have something to say about, Texas Northern Iowa.
Yeah, I guess it just I'm hoping Shockey can get them a win in his first game as the coach of the Longhorns going in the tournament. I think they've had a really great year, and UNI is going to be a tough team to beat. But if UNI is not hitting their threes, Texas should be able to take the game. I'm taking Texas, and I think a win would be huge for the Longhorns. They're a young team, and a team I think is going to be really good in the coming year. So it could be a huge win in the first round here. They're also facing on UNI, so.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Texas. I think that they've come a long way just in this 1 year, and a tournament win or two would definitely be great icing on the cake.
Yeah, and then next, if that does happen, they could possibly take on old rival, old nemesis Texas A&M, who faces Green Bay. I assume you have A&M winning that game?
Yeah, I do. Jalen Jones, Daniel House, they play good defense. I think that A&M has a shot to go deep.
Yeah, I agree. And also the freshman, I can't think of his first name, but Davis, he's been huge.
Tyler Davis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, literally and figuratively, he's been huge for them, and he's kind of is their motor when they need it at times. It's a team that'll never die, so I think they have a good shot at going deep in this tournament.
All right, and then for our next 7-10, we got Oregon State and Shaka Smart's old team, VCU. I'm going to take VCU. I think that they've still got some tourney magic in them.
Yeah, I got VCU as well. I picked VCU. I think that they've been surprisingly good since Shaka Smart's not there anymore. And I think that they'll get a win here.
All right. We both picked Oklahoma over CSU Bakersfield. So... And we both picked North Carolina over the 16 seed that they will face. So let's get to USC Providence. I don't have a lot to say about this one either. I picked Providence.
Yeah, same.
All right. Next up, apparently I like 12s over 5s because I think Chattanooga is going to beat Indiana. When I was looking at a lot of teams, doing some research, getting ready for this, it just seemed to me that of at least the four conferences, the Pac-12, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, these major conferences, I don't know, the Big Ten just came off as the weakest to me, and Indiana just kind of falls into that, getting on towards the lower end, and I'm just not a believer.
Yeah. You might be right there, but I think the Big Ten's better than whatever conference Chattanooga's in, so I win Indiana.
All right. Fair enough. does Stony Brook have a chance against Kentucky?
I don't think they do. I think Tyler Ulis is one of the most underrated players in the nation. And
he might be an underrated person. You don't know.
I mean, maybe, but I'm not going to suspect that. I'm just going to – yeah, we're just going to avoid that. So, yeah, I think Kentucky's going to win that one. And I think they're going to win it fairly easily.
Yeah. Apparently, I can't remember his name. Now that I think about it, but Stony Brook has a player that's pretty good, but yeah, he's not going to be enough
with all the athletes and basketball players Kentucky throws out there. So, yeah, next up is Notre Dame and the winner of Michigan-Tulsa. We're going to assume Michigan. I'm not so sure about Notre Dame, but I think they win this game.
Yeah, I agree. I think Notre Dame is going to get it.
All right. And next up is West Virginia and Stephen F. Austin. Stephen F. Austin might be a popular pick just because of the run they went on, I guess it was, 2 years ago? But I do like them. Yeah, I'm going to pick them.
All right.
There's got to be some crazy upset, right?
I don't know. I don't know if this tournament's going to quite have one, but we'll see. But I'm going West Virginia. I think it's going to be too tough to prepare for that defense. They do kind of scare me, though, because if they can't score, then any team can stay with them. So,
yeah.
Which is all you need.
But if that press is working, they should be able to get easy buckets. It's, you know, just one of those things, I guess. But next up we got Wisconsin and Pittsburgh. I'm going to pick Pitt.
I'm going Wisconsin in this one. Don't know why. Just going with the Badgers.
All right. And then we, of course, picked both took Xavier over Weber State and Virginia over Hampton. Next up is Texas Tech and Butler. Texas Tech getting towards the middle of that Big 12 conference is really tough. So, I mean, still a really good team. Butler should give them too much trouble.
I think Butler's going to win this. I don't think Tech's defense is going to be able to slow down an offense that we've seen be able to score a lot of points. So I'm going Butler here. Do you want to kind of rapid fire these last few in this first round so we can get to the second round?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Got Purdue and Arkansas Little Rock. I'm going Purdue in this one.
Little Rock.
You have a lot of upsets.
Iowa State. I do. Iowa State, Iona.
I went Iona. This is probably my biggest upset.
All right. Well, I'm going Iowa State. Seton Hall, Gonzaga. Thought about Gonzaga a little bit, but I'm going Seton Hall.
Yeah, I'm going Seton Hall.
All right. Utah, Fresno State. I took Utah.
Yep, Utah as well.
All right, and then Dayton, Syracuse. I think Syracuse is going to manage to win a game.
Yep, I agree. I got Syracuse winning as well.
All right, and then, of course, we both picked Michigan State over Middle Tennessee State. So, second round, we got Kansas and UConn. My theory with Kansas is that the longer they're in the tournament, the more dangerous they become. It just seems like, for whatever reason, the deeper they go, the games get for them, but I don't know. It's hard to explain. But, yeah, if Kansas is going to get got, it's going to have to be in those first three games, because if not, it's going to be hard to stop them after that. But I definitely think they beat UConn.
I have UConn winning.
Okay. I hope you're right.
Yeah, I just think that Kansas, I don't know. I think you're right that to beat them, you need to beat them early. Otherwise, they could really get on a roll and keep playing well. I think UConn got a lot of momentum in that conference tournament, and I really like Daniel Hamilton and Amita Brahma. So, yeah, going Huskies.
All right. Next up,
for me, I guess, since we're not completely the same here from on out, I got San Diego, South Dakota State against Cal. I'm going to keep riding the South Dakota State train, at least for one more game.
Wow. All right. I have Maryland,
yeah.
Cal, and I'm going Cal in that one.
All right. Next up, I have Arizona and Miami. I think Miami would win that one.
I have Wichita State, Miami, and I think Wichita State and Ron Baker and Fred VanVleet's careers are over. Go Miami.
All right. And then for Villanova, Iowa, I've got Villanova winning that one.
I actually have Iowa winning that one. I think the 1 and 2 seeds are out in the second round in that region.
Man, you're just – all right. See, you waited. That was, you waited until the next round to get all your upsets in there. That's what it was.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Next, I got Oregon and Cincinnati. I think Oregon takes it to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I agree. I think as much question number one seed they are, I think that they're going to have a pretty good ride for a while. So, yeah, got them in the Sweet 16 as well.
All right. Next up, I got Duke over Baylor. Just, you know, kind of a coaching thing there.
I'm going Baylor. I think that they have the – you were talking about we were talking about how Duke is kind of shorthanded in the front court, and I think that's where Baylor thrives. So I think that they'll get the best of Duke in that one, although the coaching matchup does scare me. So.
All right. Texas and Texas A&M. I really think – I think Shaka Smart gets one more win and gets that much more, I guess, momentum heading into next season and returning that program to where they expect to be.
I really hope you're right. This was the hardest game for me to pick. I think that. Because I honestly think if Texas was able to get past A&M, I think they have a really good shot of going to the Elite Eight and possibly further, depending on who they face in the Elite Eight. As crazy as that sounds, I think that they could beat Oklahoma. I mean, they've done it before. They should have probably done it both times they played them. But I went A&M. I think that Texas will be able to match up with them in their front court, but I think Daniel House will be the difference maker in that one.
But fair enough. Yeah, all right. To finish up the West, we got I got VCU, and I guess we both did, VCU and Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma comes out on top on that one. I mean, they're gonna ride Buddy Hield for a little while.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Buddy Hield, VC is not going to be able to stop him. I have Oklahoma going. Also, if you notice, Tech has a weird kind of bracket here. If they get past Northern Iowa and A&M gets past and they face A&M, and then if they win that, they possibly face VCU, which Shaka Smart formerly coached, or Oklahoma, so... Kind of some storylines.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely a lot of storylines going through there. Which, I mean, actually, spoiler alert on my bracket, I guess, it's kind of the revenge of Oklahoma. Because, yeah, I have them beating Texas, and then later on, I guess, it, whatever, beating Kansas. So.
No, hey. Well, you just gave up
what?
Your Final Four.
I gave up half of it, yeah.
All right. On the other side here, we have in the East, we have North Carolina and Providence. I'm going North Carolina here. I think they're going to keep it rolling.
Yeah, North Carolina. As long as their guards are hitting their shots, or their shooters are hitting their shots, they should be fine. Next up for me, I got Chattanooga and Kentucky. Kentucky's going to keep rolling there.
Yeah, I have Indiana and Kentucky, and it would be weird if we get to see another John Calipari and Tom Crean matchup, but I got Kentucky.
No, yeah, that I would not be opposed to seeing that game, that Indiana-Kentucky game, not at all. But, all right, next I got Notre Dame and Stephen F. Austin. As unsure as I am still about Notre Dame, I have them moving on.
All right. I have West Virginia and Notre Dame, and I have West Virginia winning that one. So West Virginia keeps going.
All right. Pitt and Xavier. Keep going, Xavier.
I got Wisconsin, Xavier, and, yeah, I think Xavier keeps rolling. I think we're going to get a really good matchup between West Virginia and Xavier. I think that's going to be a really good game. An ugly game, but a really good one.
Yeah. all right. Going to the Midwest, Virginia and Texas Tech. Virginia's moving on there.
Yeah, I have Virginia Butler. I got Virginia moving on as well.
All right. Little Rock, Iowa State. I took Iowa State.
Purdue and Iona. I'm going Purdue, even though I almost picked Iona to go on. I think Purdue is going to be too big and too physical.
Yeah, okay. Next, I got Seton Hall in Utah. Sticking with Seton Hall.
Yep, I'm going Seton Hall. I really like their team, so I think they're going to keep it rolling and go to the Sweet 16.
All right, and last I got Syracuse and Michigan State, and Michigan State moving on there.
Yep, Michigan State. I think Denzel Valentine's going to be the difference in the tournament.
Definitely. A lot of good players to watch in this tournament. But, all right, I guess we're just about out of time. You got a hot take?
No, I actually do not have a hot take this week. Do you?
Oh. Well, I had one, just in case. I was just going to be going to kind of pull a U where you kind of switched up your prediction on the fight and your hot take. So I'm going to go ahead and say that a 15 seed wins this weekend. And if I had to pick one, or then this weekend, Thursday or Friday, whenever it is, if I had to pick one, I'm going to go UNC Asheville over Villanova.
That's funny, because that would be the game that I pick. So, yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah, I was just doing my brackets and stuff, and I didn't even think about it, actually, until I got on here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I thought about it with, like, 5 minutes left until showtime. So, all right, well, cool. We got through it. I'm sure we're going to be horribly wrong in so many different ways. So
yeah, but we'll finish out.
Can't wait for some basketball.
316 Elite Eight picks next week. So.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have some time to talk about other things.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. All right, well, see you next week.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, NFL free agency, huh?